AI is coming. Latest idea, a pest trap that thinks for itself. Huh? Researchers have been testing an AI, fully automated species-specific kill trap that can instantly tell a kia from a possum. So the project's lead is Dr. Helen Blackie of Boffa Miskell, and Helen's with us. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Is it as good as it sounds?
It is. It's what we see as a total game changer in this field, not just in New Zealand, but internationally as well.
How do you set it, literally set it to a kia, not a possum, or a possum, not a kia?
We've had to spend a long time training the AI to be able to recognise the species we want it to as pest species. And those species like your kia, your kiwi beaks, your small birds, your lizards, your human hands, your pet animals as non-targets. So there's been a lot of years' worth of work going to get to this point.
So it's funny that you say that, because AI, of course, we've all become fascinated in the last week and a half. So AI has been coming for ages. Right. Do you teach it to trap the thing you've taught it to, or do you also teach it not to trap what isn't supposed to be trapped?
It's both. But what it mainly does is when an animal comes up to it, it is really rapidly able to make a decision itself and think about what that animal is, runs through a series of decision matrices, basically, and then says, I've got to the point that that's a kia, so I'm not going to do anything. Or I've got to the point that that's a stoat, and I've been told that a stoat's bad, so activate my trap. It then targets on that stoat. It can then send me a notification to say that it has done that, along with a photo, actually, of the animal it's trapped on.
Brilliant.
And then it releases it and resets it and waits for the next animal to come through.
Unreal. What are your thoughts on AI generally?
Good question. I think it's excellent for applications like this. I mean, this has been the holy grail that we've been working on in pest management for years. And it's got we're actually now using AI cameras as well to monitor animals in the field. And, you know, if you look at things like the Predator-Free 2050 initiative, it's going to be game-changing for that. But in other applications on a wider scale, I think it's something that needs to be really carefully monitored in terms of how it's applied.
Yeah, it's a conclusion I've come to. It depends on whose hands it's in. Helen, appreciate your expertise very much.
How'd you like that midnight stoat text?
Beep, beep.
Yeah, what's that? Why is your phone lighting up? It's just another picture
of
a stoat.
Just another stoat. Helen Blackie, I like it. Boffa Miskell, the project lead there.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.